Pakistan's top civil and military authorities have met in Islamabad to discuss the future of peace talks with pro-Taliban militants. The high-level meeting comes a day after militants refused to extend their 40-day ceasefire. The Taliban said in a statement that they called off the ceasefire due to lack of positive response from the government to their demands. Militants have been seeking the release of hundreds of their prisoners, as well as withdrawal of Pakistani forces from the tribal areas. Despite the latest setback, Taliban insist that they are still open to talks.
It is expected that in a few days, both the committees will be going and they will travel towards Taliban to have direct negotiations and talks with the Shura of Taliban.
However, experts are of the view that given the challenges, it is extremely difficult to take the ongoing process to its logical end.
Talks and terrorism cannot go side by side. Ceasefire was important as a confidence-building measure between the two sides. Since this important CBM is over now, as announced by the TTP, the talks process now seems very difficult.
The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is pushing for a peace deal with the Taliban to end years of violence. But the country's powerful army, which is believed to have a final say on such matters, is reportedly not in favor of talks, as it feels that militants are simply buying time to avoid a possible military operation. There was no let-up in violent attacks in Pakistan even during the ceasefire. This, according to experts, suggests there is no guarantee that peace will return to the country even if the deal is struck with pro-Taliban militants. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.